Our assignment for this morning was to bring something out of the Bible that we look forward to in the next life. And here in Revelation 19, verse 11, it says, "And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat on it is called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he judges and wages war. His eyes are a flame of fire, and on his head are many diadems, and he has a name written on him which no one knows except himself. He is clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which are in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, were following him on white horses." I think sometimes in our lives, in my life, it can look like the enemy is really strong, and I can get worried and have doubts, but that is something that is a real encouragement to know that we have that and him on our side.
I got a verse here in John 14, 1-3. "Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you, for I go to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." I thought about how I look forward to, you know, having Jesus come back and take us to the place he has ready for us. And also, one thing I've thought about before is how interesting it would be to see all the generations and generations of people that have, you know, been born and lived their lives and then died before us. And, you know, it's hundreds of generations. So, yeah, that would be interesting to see.
In Revelation 21, verse 4, "And he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will no longer be any death. There will no longer be any mourning or crying or pain. The first things have passed away." And so I look forward to how there won't be any dying or pain or anything like that.
In 2 John 1, verse 8 here, it says, "Watch yourselves that you do not lose what we have accomplished, but that you may receive a full reward." And back in Matthew 5, verse 12, it says, "Rejoice and be glad, for your reward in heaven is great." And it talks about whenever we're persecuted for Christ's sake, that we need to rejoice and be glad for our reward. And that's just something to look forward to. No more persecution in heaven. That would all be gone.
What I look forward to in heaven is seeing the people from the Bible stories. Jesus said he is going to go prepare a place for us. Then he will return for us. I'm looking forward to that time.
God will take care of me when I die.